This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, the world of social media is a wild one, and no one knows that more than our friend Lily from the JoJo and Lily show on Froggy 98.1 in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. Lily, you got to give us the scoop on what is going on, because we heard this story and knew we had to talk to you.
Hi. Yes. Well, it's pretty wild. It started with just a Facebook post back from August, and then 2 weeks ago, I guess somebody decided to take my picture and put it on their page and said that I had been a part of an affair, that her boyfriend cheated on her with me. What? Which isn't true at all. I don't know this woman. I don't know whoever her boyfriend is or if he's even real or if she's real. But it has been affecting my life ever since.
I can't even imagine. I saw your post about this, and I was just like, you have got to be kidding me. Like, who does something like that? And I'm like, oh, we live in a stupid world of social media where people do anything just to get likes, comments, feedback. Mm-hmm. They'll make up stories. Like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised that this person doesn't have a relationship, definitely wasn't cheated on, just thought I'll get a lot of engagement, which I never thought about then, like, the backlash that would happen to somebody whose picture was used, because nobody probably wants to believe that you're telling the truth.
Exactly. Everybody wants to just believe, even though I went on there and I probably looked so stupid defending myself to, like, people I don't even know, but I was upset. Like, I'm a married woman. I have two kids. I have a very happy, quiet life. And then this happened. And the thing is, like, she ended up being a real person, because I was able to talk to her, and she just thought this whole thing was hilarious. And she was upset at me because I had asked her to take the picture down. She was like, oh, come on, this we're having so much fun with this.
Did she tell you why she picked you? Like, did you, like...
She just blocked me after that. But apparently, she did take the picture down. But at that point, the damage is already done, because other people had screenshotted it. It was shared in a whole bunch of groups. And so then last week, I see myself all over Instagram with the same caption. The other woman's picture is also in the picture. It just has been a nightmare. The people who ever run this other page, they refuse to take my picture down because they're making money off of it.
Wow.
So does this, the woman who's making these, was making these accusations in the first place, does she even live anywhere near you?
No, she lives in Indianapolis. And isn't it scary though? Like, that's, anybody could take anything. I went through this weekend, I started deleting pictures of my kids off of my pages, my pictures of my husband. Like, I'm just so nervous now to post anything. It's pathetic.
And I mean, I'm sure it didn't lead to any weirdness with your husband, but I mean, initially, was that a weird cut? You had to be like, hey, babe, just to let you know. This is like, that had to be a weird kind of, like, you know, like, some people would be like, likely story, but I'd imagine, like, you guys are cool.
Oh, yeah. So I woke up. It was a Saturday when I discovered this, because my inbox on my page on Facebook, I had like 40 messages in there. And I'm like, hey, sweetie, apparently I cheated on you and I helped some other guy cheat on his girlfriend. He was like, what now? Like, he just goes with it. And, you know, he was laughing. Honestly, we were laughing reading some of the comments. But there's so many women who aren't as fortunate as me, who their significant other might not find it to be funny or hilarious, or they might not even believe them
right,
that this is all fake. And that's why it's so scary. And that's why I really just wanted to get that message. Like, just be careful of what you post. But if it does happen to you, do not read the comments, because some of the comments are quite mean. Like, I've received death threats over this. Like, I know my friends and family know this is just crap, but random people don't. So.
True.
And please, I'm sorry if you hear that. I just dropped a whole bunch of tomatoes on the floor.
Oh, no.
So. Wait, have you been talking to us this whole time with, like, a bucket of tomatoes in your hand?
I'm chopping vegetables and carrying on. I just got home, actually.
Multitasking.
We don't want to put you in a bad mind space when you have a knife in your hand, though.
No, you're good. Okay, I was just like, oh, God, I don't know if they heard that, but I felt like it was really loud.
Yeah, and it's such a bittersweet thing in a sense of, like, we're always being told, like, trying to find ways to go viral, but this is the last way that you ever want to go viral for.
Yes, exactly. Like, my co-host, JoJo, in the beginning, he was like, this is great. It's great for our show. But then he was like, wait a minute, actually, let's, like, handle this. Let's tone it down. I'm like, I didn't do anything. I don't know. I have no idea why, but... Over, like, about a month ago, Facebook took one of my videos I made and, like, just started showing it to everybody. It showed to 18 million people.
Wow.
In the video, I'm just running up a hill, which is just so funny. But, so I'm like.
It's a great Kate Bush song.
I'm like, just before that, I think I had like 20,000 followers. And now I have 34,000.
Whoa.
Well, it's all those cheating men that want to meet up with you.
It is. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I have received the most disgusting messages as well.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, yeah, I bet.
I don't know if this is a family show, but, like, people, like, men, like, doing things to themselves. Like, I don't, like, sending me videos like that. So, and if this is a family show, I'm really sorry. I live across the country.
No, we're more offended that you dropped the tomatoes than you getting wiener pictures.
Well, it makes me feel better. I'm still going to eat them.
Okay, so. Good.
Yeah.
Produce is expensive these days.
I know. I just went grocery shopping before I came home, and I spent $170.
It's insane out there for a parent.
Well, Lily, thank you for joining us this morning and talking about this wild roller coaster you have been on in the world of social media. Lily's with the JoJo and Lily Show, and you can give her a follow, like her 14,000 new followers, at Lily Morning Show. And I really do hope that this blows
down
over soon, because this just sounds like a nightmare you're living.
Thanks, One last Lily. Question. Are you chopping the tomatoes for a sauce or a salad?
A salad.
Okay.
A salad.
Just checking.
I've been trying to be healthy. It sucks.
Well, yeah, you got to impress all of these married men. So
yeah, I got to keep my figure, I guess. So.
Well, thank you, Lily. You rock.
Thank you for having me on. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.